I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa, creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. Passionate about helping make positive change, I'm here to help transform the way you think one healthy conversation at a time. This four-part series, Dear Future Self, has been designed to give you practical tools and helpful tips to master your mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and gain a fresh perspective so you can realize that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams. With the help of my knowledgeable guests, the aim is to help inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, manifestation, and powerful mindset practices. During this series, you'll gain the tools and know-how you need to transform your thoughts and start embodying your future self today. Today, I'm delighted to be joined on the microphones with my beautiful friend, mama, and absolute boss babe, Amy Bett. For my OG listeners, you'll remember Amy from season one of the podcast, where she was my wonderful co-host. Today, Amy's helping up-level visionary women's lives through her extraordinary one-on-one coaching program, as well as offering strategic and tangible business advice that works through her podcast, The Choice by Amy Bett. A mama to beautiful young ladies, Amy's no stranger to the work-life, mum-life juggle. On a mission to help visionary women like you create a life of freedom, abundance, and joy by taking their business and lifestyle to the next level. Amy has been mentored and educated by the best in the business, including Marie Forleo's B School, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, IIN, and iHeart Coaching with Emily Williams, spending tens of thousands of dollars learning how to create a successful business and lifestyle on her own terms. In this process, Amy realized she could make a big impact, helping women have the business success they dream of without sacrificing their lifestyle. I'm so excited to share this episode with you. Amy is a wealth of knowledge and one of the greatest cheerleaders a girl could have. Are you ready to wake up each morning feeling inspired and in love with the life you have created? This episode is proudly brought to you by Amy Bett Business Coaching, a business coach dedicated to helping visionary women to create a profitable business and life they adore. To find out more, book your free discovery call with Amy Bett by clicking the links in the show notes or visiting amybett.com/coaching today. Hello, my beautiful friend, Amy Bett, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. What an honor to be joined by you.
Maddie, I am so excited to be here. You would not even believe it.
I can't believe we're finally back on the mics together. I know all the OG listeners will well and truly remember your voice and I have let them know in the introduction. But yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, we did start this podcast together. So it is so exciting to be able to be joined by you again and to be watching you on this journey. Your belly is seriously firing and I'm so, so excited to just watch you absolutely slaying at the moment. So I know the audience will get so much out of this episode.
Seriously, Mads, I had goosebumps this morning when I knew that I was coming back onto the podcast with you today. It was like the biggest deja vu and I couldn't imagine being in a better place.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Well, we're going to get straight into it because these are, you know, short, sharp little episodes and they'll be packed full of knowledge and great takeaways. So let's hit the ground running with the first question. Given the context of this series and Dear Future Self, we really are talking about how we can embody our future self. Are you able to give a bit of a short description or insight into, I guess, what you actually believe embodying our future self means?
So to embody your future self means to actually start showing up now as the version of yourself that you would imagine you would be in the future. And often we imagine ourselves in the future to be the best version of ourselves. For example, we might say, when I have that job, I will wear nice clothes, or when I lose 30 pounds, I'll wear nice clothes. Or we start to think of that person as very removed from who we are now. So embodying your future self means actually starting to implement those things into your life now to bridge the gap between that person and yourself right now.
Oh, I love that. I feel like it's quite a hot topic. Well, I know it definitely is in my world anyway at the moment. And I think if you are someone who is into self-development, like most people listening to this podcast are, you know, it is something that comes up a lot. But I find, you know, I love that definition or insight into what it actually is. And it's, I love thinking about it of almost feeling confident or grounded in the person that you want to be.
You're exactly right, Mads. And that all comes down to that worthiness factor. So I'm going to give you an example because I find it easier to explain in stories. Just say that in your future self, you really envision yourself to be an executive at a top company. But right now, you show up to work in activewear. You know, you're not brushing your hair and you're just kind of in your everyday day-to-day job. You might be a coordinator, for example. When you see the executives walking down the corridor, and they're wearing their fancy wear or they're wearing their executive clothes, that makes you feel so unworthy of where you want to be. And it makes you feel really disconnected from that person. So by starting now to dress in, it doesn't have to be the suits or the exact executive wear because that, you know, might cost a lot of money and outside of your pay grade. But by actually stepping into that person now and brushing your hair and wearing a skirt that still feels in alignment with you, but it makes you feel really confident and worthy, it's actually helping you to attract those things and attract getting closer, the more opportunities to get on that path of becoming the executives. Because not only when you start to feel confident in yourself, you actually show people on the outside how confident you are, and they start to see you and envision you in that place as well.
Oh, I love that so much. I think that's an amazing insight into, you know, exactly that, embodying our future self. And it's funny, Ames, because I have this real vision of me in my future of, you know, a mum with three kids, not just one, and we're in a bigger home and, you know, I'm working and obviously my business would be more demanding. My children are more demanding. So my life in general is a lot more hectic. And it's really funny because the version of me that I envision is like super, super organized. Like she has all the kids' lunches made the day before. There's always food prepped in the fridge. You know, dinner time's never really stressful. It's just very easy and fuss-free because I'm so organized. But the thing is, there has been a huge barrier between that version of me and the current version of me. And this year, a lot of the reason why I've started the year slow and more considered is because I actually want to really build those things in me that I feel so confident going into that next stage of my life. And so, you know, I've been reorganizing my pantry, and the nights before Georgia goes to her nana's and I have to work the next day, I'm making sure, you know, her breakfast is already prepped, her lunches are made. And I'm really trying to embody that future self to know that, like, give me the confidence that I can actually show up like that, even when life gets more and more hectic. So I love that. I think that that's such a beautiful takeaway. And there's so many ways that people can start doing that in their life right now to give them the confidence.
Definitely. And you're exactly right. I was speaking to you the other day when you said, oh, Ames, I just redid my pantry and it feels amazing. And that's just one small step. But every time you now look at your pantry, that sense of confidence will come into you if I am an organized person. So you took that one action step that now will manifest and bring in more organization because you know you've proven to yourself that you can actually do it.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. That's the first step anyway. It's all new territory to me. So I'm definitely on this journey with my fellow healthy hustlers that are listening to this. I'm definitely on the journey with you guys. Now, Ames, when it comes to our mindset, do you have one particular mindset shift you could share with us that I guess the listeners could really start doing today to really create that positive change in their life?
So something that I would recommend first is to develop a possibilities mindset. And what I mean by that is rather than decide on a definite limitation, actually start to explore opportunities and possibilities that might lead to the same result. So for example, what I mean by that is I was stuck at home with the kids and I knew that I really wanted to exercise and to feel the best version of myself. Exercise was really important, but because I was at home all the time with the kids and there wasn't an opportunity for me to get out of the house, I had said to myself, I just can't exercise. And even though I knew how good it made me feel and how amazing it was for my mental and my physical well-being and my energy levels, I just kind of come to that realization that, nope, I can't exercise at this time. But then I got to a point where I decided that actually, no, this is really important for me. I let go of the excuses of why I couldn't exercise. And I said to myself, okay, but what can I do in my situation right now? What can I do? And that meant that, okay, I had to download the Kick app on my phone and I had to do exercises at home. So it's about opening your mind to the possibilities rather than deciding that you can't do something. It's okay, I can't do that, but what can I do to get the same result?
Oh, that is so good. Do you know, and I have been such a victim to that thought pattern of I can't during lockdown, especially just being in a small space. And I think also that transition of being going from a business owner or, you know, in the corporate world and having your free flexibility in your life and hustling the way you want to then being a mum. Like it's all, you know, that very well. And I know so many of the listeners know that very well. But opening your mind back up to what is possible is sometimes a little bit harder to do than it once was. So I love that takeaway. It's definitely something I need to start considering in the way I need to start thinking as well. So now I really love giving the listeners some really practical tools that they can kind of store in their tool belt and they have to bring out whenever they need them. Do you have kind of your three top tools that listeners could start incorporating into their lives today that will really help set them up for success in the future?
Where I would start is by implementing visualization and meditation. And what I mean by that, by the visualization especially, the meditation would come into clearing your mind and letting yourself focus and tune into what you actually want. And then the visualization part is actually sitting there and taking the time to visualize in detail those things that you want to create in the world. And why that is so important is when you tell your brain, firstly, what you actually really want, and then you can start visualizing the pieces and how it looks, your subconscious and your brain actually goes out and finds ways to make them happen. And it's crazy, but it's really, really true. So if you can sit there and picture there's certain things, your life, it might be your life as a whole, or it might be an individual thing. So for me right now, I'm working towards buying an investment property in Yarrawonga where we will rent it out as an Airbnb and then we'll go and stay there ourselves in the holidays. And what really lights me up about it is the fact that we'll get to invite our friends to come and stay and have amazing memories together. And so that creates those amazing feelings in my body. And then I sit there and I start to visualize what the house looks like and the wine that we shared and the memories and the things that we're going to create. And it's funny how just little bit by little bit opportunities are starting to arise where it might be like a house that's almost perfect comes up on the market, or I meet a real estate agent that I can talk to, or just little action steps start to appear because my brain is now going out looking for ways to make that a reality.
That is awesome. I love that so much.
Our brain can't do what we don't visualize and tell it that it can do. That's why there's so many limiting beliefs and then you actually don't do things. When we tell our brain what to go for and we can visualize it and your brain can imagine what you want, then it actually is easier. You can firstly picture yourself in that situation and then your brain knows exactly what it needs to, what opportunity it needs to create. It's like little stimulizations out there going, oh, where's the opportunities? Okay, I'm going to take on to that opportunity.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
Cool. So then number two, and I can't stress how important this one is enough, is putting yourself in the room with people that already have or are doing the things that you want to do. Now, why that is so important is because by surrounding yourself with the people that are doing those things and they have the things that you want, is that you're going to learn so much from these people. You're going to learn what they're doing, the habits that they have created, and also the strategies that they've implemented in their business or in their life that's been able to let them create what they have created. It's that universal law of you are who you surround yourself with. And so I'm going to give you another example there. So just last week, I have committed to joining an elite mastermind group full of coaches who are earning 6 and 7 figures and they're coaching at an elite level. And if you had have told me like 6 months ago that I would commit to joining a group like that, I would have almost like said you were crazy. One, because it's a big financial commitment, but two, my business is only at the starting points where I'm just now bringing on clients and serving them at a level that I really feel like I'm giving them great transformations. But by committing to putting myself in that room with those people, a virtual room because it's all online, but because I'm committing to it, I'm going to be learning from them. I'm going to be learning how they actually serve women at an elite level. And I'm going to be learning the business strategies that they have implemented into their business. And so it's really going to help me to fast track where I want to go just by surrounding myself with those people. And not only that, relationships are really important. And when you create amazing relationships with people, naturally they're going to think about you and they're going to give you different opportunities that you never would have thought were possible in the past.
I love that. And I love that yours isn't like you've necessarily gone to a physical place and connecting with these people. It is online. And I think, you know, the way that we're set up in the world right now is that you can connect with those high caliber people through such the digital fast paced world that we live in, you know, or by reading their books, connecting with them online. So yeah, that's such a great takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right, Mads. And then number three was enjoy the process. You and I have had a conversation about this before, but this is also so important because if you're not enjoying the process and your progress towards achieving those big vision goals, it's going to make you, one, feel really miserable along the way, but two, it's also going to tell your body and your subconscious that you're really uncomfortable and you're in pain and you don't want to be there. So every little excuse and obstacle is going to come in your path and it's going to stop you from going further. But if you are actually then saying, like enjoying it and celebrating every little win, one, it tells you that you're on the right path and it's helping you to realize your capability every step of the way because you're like, oh, I can do this. I can do this. Look, I didn't think I could do that, but I've done it. It's sending a signal as well out that you deserve to be there and it's helping you to move forward because you're getting that proof factor and it's telling yourself that you're safe and that you're in the right place and that you should keep moving forward.
We'll be right back after this healthy break. Do you ever question your ability to reach your big visions? Are you working around the clock and feel like you're getting nowhere? I'll let you in on a secret. Successful people invest in their personal and professional growth regularly to move forward. And one of the best ways you can do this is by seeking the support and guidance from a coach. I mean, Oprah has 4 coaches. Amy Bett has created an extraordinary 3-month one-on-one private coaching experience that is designed to completely transform your business and set you up for success on your terms. At the end of the 3 months, you'll know exactly how to manage your money, master your mindset, and grow your business while supporting your ultimate lifestyle goals. Amy is offering a free discovery call, which you can book in today by simply clicking the link in the show notes or visiting amybett.com/coaching. The investment and opportunity to work one-on-one and have Amy fully focused on supporting you to implement and up-level each and every week for 3 months is incredible and something I have personally invested in myself. Are you ready to make your dreams a reality and completely up-level your life? Then contact Amy Bett today and secure your place. That has probably been one of the greatest lessons for me on the journey is like appreciating where you are right now. And I've definitely forgotten it at times. And, you know, I know you've said to me is like, just Mads, just enjoy the journey, enjoy every moment. And, you know, sometimes when you're frustrated and you want to be moving faster, it's so easy to be like, but I don't want to enjoy this part of the journey. I want to be at the next part of the journey. But yeah. I really do believe that that has been one of the greatest lessons for me is to just appreciate exactly where I am now, knowing that my past self wanted to be here. You know, as ambitious people, we always want to be at that next step. We always want to be doing that next thing. But to truly just appreciate where you are and all that you've achieved gives you so much confidence moving forward and knowing that all you are desiring is coming when you are ready for it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Mads. You're exactly right. And I mean, by enjoying the process, it's a lot more fun, isn't it? You're not waking up every day feeling the dread of doing what you have to do. You're actually energized then to keep going.
It's so true, because there is, you know, a lot of hard times in the journey along the way. So enjoying it is so important. Now, I really want to touch on limiting beliefs, because it is something that I believe is kind of one of the bigger barriers for us achieving success, or for us even getting started in the first place. I know so many people have these dreams and ambitions that they would love to achieve, but that those limiting beliefs can be a real barrier for allowing people to step out of their comfort zone and into that space of fear. In your words, what is a limiting belief?
A limiting belief is a belief that limits your capability to move forward and take action towards something, anything that you want to have. So I've got a really good example of a limiting belief that you and I have experienced in the past, and I think people may appreciate this one. So do you have the memory of when you and I and the Run Australia team flew to Sydney to participate in surf?
Yes, I do.
I had been running for a little while, but Maddie here had probably in the past run maybe 1 to 2 kilometres ever. And City to Surf is a 10-kilometre course, and it's hilly, it's beautiful, but you know, you should be training to do that event. And Mads had been saying in the weeks leading up to it, and even when we got there, that I'm not a runner. I cannot run. I've never run more than 500 meters, even let alone 2 kilometers, let alone 10 kilometers in my life. Like, I'll just hang back, you guys go, and I'll just walk it and meet you at the finish line. Well, anyway, at the event started, and I decided to hang back with you. And I'm like, Mads, let's just keep our legs ticking over. Let's just keep going and keep running. Well, before you know it, Mads had run 10 kilometers. We might have stopped twice during the whole time. And regardless of that limiting belief that she had at the start, which, you know, immediately stopped her from wanting to even participate in the event, she actually proved to herself that not only was that a lie, but she could run 10 full kilometres without stopping.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what? It's so funny, because I've started running again the last couple of weeks, because I really needed exercise. When I say again, I've only really ever run at that event, but I've started running because I really need an exercise for my mental well-being that doesn't require me to like book into a class, or, you know, I can just, Ryan gets home and I can just go for a run if I need it. You know, I don't have to worry about babysitter or Ryan being home, any of that. And I was running in Byron Bay, and I was thinking so much back to that experience and thinking, oh my goodness, like Amy just told me, just keep going, keep your pace. And it was literally all of your tips were just going through my head, and I just kept mastering my mind and thinking, I can do this. The only reason I can't is because you're telling yourself you can't. And it's amazing what we can do when we don't listen to those limiting beliefs. You know, when we flip the storyline and tell ourselves something else, it's so empowering.
Absolutely. And so just say, for example, in a year's time, and we can travel again, and Ryan says to you, Maddie, I really want to do the Kokoda Trail with you. And I'm sure that limiting beliefs would pop up in that case. But you can go back and say, well, I didn't think I could run 2 kilometres, but I ran City to Surf. If I can do that, then I can do anything. There's proof there to say that actually I can, and this is just a limiting belief. It's just a mindset block, because it's the unknown. I haven't done it before, and it's unfamiliar, and my mind is trying to keep me safe.
So true. Oh, I love that. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for using me as your example. I guess, what is one exercise for the listeners that they could actually take away if they know they have a limiting belief that's popping up for them consistently? Do you have an exercise that you love that really helps to kind of unblock or remove those limiting beliefs?
The biggest thing is self-awareness, really. It's having the awareness to catch yourself when you're limiting yourself. So catching yourself when you say, I can't run, and then asking yourself, why do I feel that way? What is the proof of me not being able to run? And is that just a limiting belief? Actually, can I move forward and give it a go? And I might not be the best runner, but I'm sure I can have a crack and give it a go. So it's looking for that proof of why you can't do something, and then coming up with an example of what you've done in the past. So it could even be a little thing like, you know, I was a baby and I didn't think I could walk. or, you know, no one, you know, but then I started walking. It can be any little example of when you hadn't been able to do something and then you've then achieved that goal.
It's definitely a powerful one, I think, to start working through as a really good starting point to, you know, really embodying that future self. So thank you so much for sharing that. Do you have any other tips?
Yeah, I do. And then the second one is affirmations. It's affirmations, but then also having it on a mental repetition. So it could be setting an alarm in your phone 3 times a day saying, I can do anything that I set my mind to. All of my desires are possible for me. I can run 20 kilometers. And if you think about it in a way of driving a car, so when you first started to drive a car, you had to be really present. You had to be watching everything that you were doing. But fast forward a year's time, you probably drove down to the shops without even really remembering how to get there. And what happened was you drove that car, you took the action so many times that it became automatic and you're able to get there. And it's the same with then bringing in a new belief. So by having the affirmations and by repeating them over and over again, it's then changing that belief until you actually fully believe it in your body and then you see a different result.
Oh, that is so good. Yeah, I've definitely found the power in affirmations. It's something I'm trying to use at the moment to make me a morning person. I'm like so bad in the morning and I hate getting up, but I'm really finding that just reinforcing those positive affirmations that I feel vibrant, I feel energized, I'm ready has actually really helped me to seize the day. Yeah, it's a very powerful tool to be able to do throughout your whole day.
Definitely. It's all about creating those energetic and positive feelings in your body because feelings actually then help to cement a belief. And when you're saying I'm energized and I'm ready, you automatically have that kind of electric feeling in your body, which sets you up for success and it helps you to then believe what you're saying.
Oh, that is so good. I really liked the tip though on putting the reminders on your phone. That's awesome. I haven't heard that one before, but that's such a powerful way to kind of have those constant reminders.
Yeah, it's a really good one. The only time that it can be a little bit like, oh, is when you're out for lunch with a girlfriend and your alarm comes up and she's like, what did your alarm say? And I say, oh, just that money's flowing effortlessly to me today.
Oh, I love that. That is so good. But you've got to say it so confidently, don't you? So no one even questions you. Oh, Ames, thank you so, so much for joining me. I know that my beautiful community here will love to connect with you more. And I know that you have spots available for coaching. If anyone is interested in diving into this stuff in a lot more depth, where can everyone find you?
Yeah, sure. So I've just released my podcast. It's called The Choice with Amy Bett. And that's all about helping women in business to create a profitable business, master their mindset, and then redesign their business to support their ultimate lifestyle goals. And then I'm also on Instagram. It's just my name, Amy Bett, with an underscore at the end.
Oh, that is so good. And I'm loving your podcast. I'm so proud of you getting on the mics and doing some solo episodes and guest episodes. There is so much knowledge in there. So please make sure you guys give that one a listen. Ames, thank you so much for joining me. I've absolutely loved chatting to you. And I'm very excited to be working with you at the moment. Amy's actually coaching me. You guys know that I'm in a huge period of growth at the moment, and I'm just absorbing all of the knowledge and wisdom I can from like-minded people around me. So Ames is actually taking me on as one of her clients. So I'm so excited to start working with you next week.
Oh my goodness, Maddie, I have goosebumps. I cannot wait.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.